tell you. Well, it's kind of good up in here, huh? Amen, amen. Let us go before the Lord. Please stand as we make our proclamation. Now, y'all was tasting barbecue already. Amen. Brother Woods, are you ready for me today? Okay? All right. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. While you're standing, let's go back to Hosea. Let's go back to Hosea. While you're standing, we will read together Hosea chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Hosea chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. When you have that, say amen. Amen. I hear somebody still looking. Amen. Let us read. And listen, if you don't know that word, the words, I'll say the names. Chapter 1, Hosea chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Let us read. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And God said unto him, call her name Loruhamah, for I will have no mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor sword, nor battle, nor horses, nor by horsemen. Now when she had weaned Loruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. Then God said, call his name Lo-Ami, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Think with me shortly from this theme, mothers and mammies. Mothers and mammies. All right, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you know the difference? I know on Mother's Day, we like to talk about all the beautiful mothers, and as we give our tributes, and most of you think about Esther, and you think about Naomi and Ruth and all this good stuff, but I want to talk about a different kind. First of all, I want you to know that every female that has a baby is not a mother. Just because someone came from you does not make you a mother. By the same token, even if you have love in your heart and you have never given birth to a baby, that does not mean you cannot wear the title of mother. Some of us were blessed with women outside of our mothers that gave birth to us, that loved us, even if they had given birth to us. So we have mothers and mammies. I don't want you to raise your hand, but how many of you know one of both? I said, don't raise your hand. Now, in the first chapter of Hosea, there is a very special mammy I want to talk about. Her name is Gomer. The Lord has spoken to Hosea, and he sent him over in verse 2. It says, go and get you a wife of whoredoms. If you don't know what a whoredom is, see me after church. So he sent him over and told him to go get him a wife of whoredoms. And he said, because I'm going to use you and your tramp of a wife to show my people what it is and how they treat me. So here it is. Hosea goes and he does what the Lord tells him to do. And he picks Gomer. Gomer was a good tramp, boy, let me tell you. Some of y'all would have killed him, but anyway, that's another story. So he goes and he gets Gomer, and Gomer goes home with him. And according to the Bible, he goes in and he lays with Gomer. And Gomer has this baby. And when they go and take the DNA, they find out that Hosea is not the father. So when they go in her and ask her what happened, she said, I need some volume. All right, so now after that, see, now y'all work. Now y'all work, right? So what does he do? He says, okay, I forgive you. Don't play the whole song, yeah. So he says, okay, I forgive you. And he takes her home. She gets pregnant. He works nights. She gets pregnant. After the baby, they have another DNA. And he's not the father. So he looks at Gomer, and Gomer says, So then, he goes to God. He said, I'm sure you don't want me to do this. I'm sure you don't want me back. I'm sure I can't take her back. And God says, no, I want you to take her back. Because I want my people to understand how I feel. The way you feel now, I know you're broken. The way you feel now, I know you're torn. But take her again. Maybe the third time. Somebody say the third time. Maybe the third time will be a charm. So Hosea does what God says. He goes in and he takes Gomer, and she's pregnant. Surely this is his. They take a DNA, and it comes out, he's not the father. Gomer looks at him and she says, I'm sorry, baby, but
blame it on the alcohol, blame it on the alcohol.
Looks so good. Isn't it amazing? After three babies, he's not the father. So would you say she was a mother or a mammy? She goes in and she has these babies and she keeps dropping them off. And they don't, none of them look like the father. And you're probably saying, Pastor, where are you going with this? I'm going to tell you in a minute. We mammy around with the blessings of God. We go to God and we ask God to deliver us from this and deliver us from that. And then when he delivers us, just like Gomer, we go out homing around with other gods. We ask God to raise us up off our sick bed, and then we go out and we go and bring God another baby that don't look nothing like him. We keep mamming around with God's blessing. And I thank God. I thank God. There's a lot of young women up in here. And I don't know if you loved me before you walked in, but let me tell you just this part. Let me tell you, young women, if your mother spends more time with your baby than you do, you are not a mother, but you are a mammy in the making. Anytime your baby say, come to mama, and she turns around and look at grandmama, that's because you ain't a mama, you is a mammy. And it's a slap in the face before God that we will spend all of our time raising our daughters and then turn around and have to raise the babies of our daughters. If you're spending the same amount of time in the streets that you did after you had your baby, how dare you call?
call yourself a mother. And I ain't scared of none of you. You and your mama can meet me on the back. I ain't scared, baby. But somebody needs to tell you the truth. We come up in here and we do any and everything and think because we're in God's house, it makes it all right. It does not. We come in and we give God baby's DNA reads. I'm stingy. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. That baby is not God's. When God delivered you, he made you somebody. When God delivered you, he brought you from darkness into the light. How dare you walk up in God's house with your mouth poked out like you all that, and we need to be glad you're here. Take your happy self where you came from. This is the house of God. Did you not hear the kids sing? It's not about us. It's about Jesus. We walk up in here. Here it is, just like Hosea and Gomer. Hosea goes out and brings Gomer back in, and she mammies around with his love. How many times do we ask God to, Lord, deliver me, deliver me? And just as soon as we get delivered, we go back out in the street and don't come back to church no more until next Mother's Day, next Father's Day, next Christmas, next Easter. Quit mammying around with the blessings of God. I don't know about you, but I am so glad that when God brought me out, I stayed out. Hallelujah. Because I realized he didn't have to love us today. But how many of you are glad that he does? He didn't have to wake us up this morning. But how many of you are glad that he did? He didn't have to give us the activities of our lives. But how many of you are glad that he did? Hosea had to keep going back and get Gomer. And Gomer kept messing up and kept messing up. Child of God, don't you understand? God knows when we mess up. And he's still saying, you don't have to do it like that. You don't have to go there. You don't have to do that. And you know God is not a man that he would lie. When he said you don't have to go back out there, that's just what he means. You don't have to go out there. But many times we like Gomer. We sing the song. And how many times do we want to blame our plight on everybody else? Child of God, it's enough of that. It is too much of that. When we read the message here, God told him to go out and get her. But guess what? We have a message today. The question is this: how many times does God have to go out and bring us back in before we get the clue? How many times does God have to keep giving us chance after chance after chance before we finally get the message? Don't you know we could have been 6 feet in our grave had it not been for the love of God? Don't you know the devil could have wrapped us up and spit us out had it not been for the love of God? You know what? We look at her and we say, well, Lord, I'm not worthy, but I beg to differ. Proverbs 31 and 10 says, you are far more above rubies. Don't you know you have the blood of the living God flowing through your veins? That makes you somebody. As children of God, where are the mothers who will stand up and remind their daughters? Where are the fathers who will tell the truth? Easy to bear, you will never be wed. Let me say that again. See, some of y'all sleep. If you sit next to a sister, tell her, wake up.
Wake up.
If your mothers and your fathers will tell you the truth, easy to bed, you will never be wed. So many times, I wasn't expecting no amen. You just need to tell the truth every now and then. I thank God for my father. My brother's here. He will attest to that. No, he didn't tell you. But he used to tell us how a lady is supposed to be. A lady always knows when to go home. She don't have to be the last one to shut the tavern down. She don't have to be the last one to drink up whatever drinks is left over. She don't even have to be the last one to be offered nothing. Not a lady. A lady can say enough is enough, and she know when to get the heck out of Dodge. Do I have any ladies in the house? Wave your hand. Brothers, y'all can amen with me. And you know what, even this, there was a song that used to say, the ugliest women look good at closing time. I didn't get a brother say amen.
Amen.
I didn't get a brother say amen.
Amen.
And that's what we're doing. You're saying, where is this? It's about being mothers and about being mammies. When you don't know who you are, you will make yourself a mammy when you don't have to be. If you don't know who you are, we will use the blessings of God just like Gomer did Hosea. How many times did God keep bringing us out, and just as soon as he brings us out, we go right back in the mud where we came from? It's because we don't appreciate his love, his grace, and his mercy. We keep bringing God all kind of babies that don't look nothing like him. We bring God the baby of selfishness. Does God look like he's selfish? We bring God the baby of trifleness. We bring God the baby of stinginess. Does that look like God? God's baby is not stingy. God's baby is not deceitful. God's baby is not hateful. We need to bring God some babies that look like him. God is love. He is grace. He is mercy. He is true. What about those babies? When you check your DNA, who is really your daddy? When the DNA is checked, do you look like more God the Father, or do you look like Satan the devil? When was the last time you put a smile on your face and the sun came out? Look at you. I love the fact when it says this. God told Hosea what to name the kids. And then Hosea had to say that even though he named them, they were not his. Children of God, even as we sit here today on this beautiful Mother's Day, some of us are here because we had mothers that told us when to pull our dress down, button up your blouse, bring your happy self in at midnight, come in before the stoplights come on. Somebody had a mother like that. And we today, we are so scared that our daughters won't love us. We won't tell them the truth. But guess what? God has sent us here. We need mothers who will stand up and tell the truth to their children. We need mothers who will stand up and say, I don't want you to travel the road I've traveled. My road was hard enough. I want you to have a better life. Do we have any mother that ain't scared of their daughters? Do we have any grandmother that's not scared of their grandchildren? Another scripture in Romans 3 and 4. It said, let God be true and every man be a lie. I know Brother Woods was over there singing, blaming on the alcohol. Some of us blame the plight we're in. I was born on the wrong side of the track. That has nothing to do with it. Well, I didn't have a father. That has nothing to do with it. I didn't get an education. That is nobody's fault but your own. Quit drinking the drink of the economy and start looking at what thus said the Lord. The Lord said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. The Lord said, call on me in your day of trouble. I will deliver you. The Lord said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and this righteousness, and all these things will be added. But we keep playing around with the blessings of God. Even as we read in the beginning, when it said in verse 11, then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land. Who wants to go up with the Lord? Who wants to go up with the Lord? Well, let me tell you, baby, in order to go up with the Lord, you have to quit drinking the liquor and the alcohol of the society. And we have to stand. And I'll be the first to tell you, yes, it gets hard. Yes, it gets tiresome, but you can do it. I love Dottie People. She said, you can make it. You can make it if you have to go all by yourself. But the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. All you need to do is take a stand. And how long do you stand? You stand there until you get what you're standing there for. People will call you crazy, but you stand there. People might talk about you and say they don't like you, but you stand there. And God is looking for a good woman who will take a stand in his name. And I know sometimes, I'm just going to be a few minutes. Can I have my 5 minutes? Gomer's problem is that she wanted to be loved. And she didn't recognize what she had at home. She had love at home, but she didn't see it because it wasn't exciting. She had peace at home, but she didn't see it because she kept looking across the tracks. How many of us have missed God looking for excitement that was right in the midst, but we was looking across the tracks? How many of us miss real love looking across the track? Children of God, I came to tell you today, you can't find a more exciting place than the house of God. You can't find a better lover than Jesus Christ. You can't find a time where you can kick up your heels and not have a hangover in the morning except in the household of faith. And we as the children of God, we have to understand that times is going to get tougher than this. And if we fall right now, how will we be able to stand? How will we? What would Gomer be able to tell her daughters? I blamed it on the alcohol. Who have you been blaming for your plight in life? Whose fault is it that you didn't do this or you haven't done that? You didn't go there. Whose fault is it? Let me help the mothers out. Our mothers, just catch your breath. Baby, if you over 18 years old, you are your own fault. You are your own problem. And mama ain't got nothing to do with it. You didn't finish high school? That ain't mama's fault. You know how to get to GED. Hello? You can't find a good job? They didn't give mama the application, they gave it to you. And Lord have mercy, man, if you got a woman that can't cook.
Blame it on that.
What am I saying? I don't want to hold you long because this is a great celebration. But let me tell you, and I have to be honest. Mothers, look around our sanctuary. It hurts my heart because we've messed up. Somewhere along the line, we've allowed our daughters to keep bringing home babies with no husbands. And we haven't said anything. We've allowed our sons to be sperm donors. And haven't said anything. And they're all in the church. We are making mammies, and God is not happy. We are making mammies, and God is not happy. Yes, we love life, but we have to tell them the truth. We gotta tell them the truth. We love our grandchildren, we love our daughters. But somewhere, somebody got to stand up and say, enough is enough. Who wants more for their children than what you have? Who wants a better life for their children than what you have? Then don't you think now is the time? If you've never done it before, wrap your arms around your children and let them know, don't make the same mistakes I made. But take my advice and then you improve on it. Don't be ashamed about where you came from. Where you came from was what got you to God. And you need to let them know You don't come and worship God because you don't have anything else to do, but you worship God because he is the one that saved you out of the muck and the mire. He is the one that gives you peace of mind. He is the one that mends your broken heart. He is the one that put clothes on your back, food on the table. We have to tell him. Tell your neighbor, tell him the truth. Tell your neighbor, tell him the truth. We serve a God. And just like it said in verse 11, there will come a time that when we gather together, we won't look at each other's pain, but we will look and see where God has brought us from. And you know what? It was just a few days. People were talking about what we would not be, what we weren't going, how we weren't going to do this and weren't going to do that. But I thank God. He said, those are my people. They will get up. They will continue. They will be successful. They put their finger down on us, but we kicked them where they sat down and went on in the name of Jesus. And on this day, on this great Mother's Day, if you need to change anything in your life, change it today. If you have not been good to your mother, today is a brand new day. If you have not been good to the mother that took care of you, today is a brand new day. And don't think I don't know about being an unwed mother. I was a teenage mother myself, but I thank God my mother told me your baby is not a period, but he is a comma, and you don't have to stop right here. You go on, and it's because of what my mama said. I got a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, getting ready to go for my PhD because I had a mama, not a mammy. The world told me what I could not do, but my mama said, God could make you anything you want to be. And that's what we need to know today. Mothers, if your daughter is not all that you want them to be, you take that baby and you speak in their life and you let them know you are a queen in the making, honey. Because the Lord said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And when we quit messing around with the grace of God, we will stand up to be the women that God has called us to be. He did not call us out to be mammies, but he told us to be mothers. A mother loves her child. A mother will go to the end of the road and back for her baby. A mother will be on her knees all night and all day just praying that baby through. A mother will take one slice of bread and feed 12 kids if necessary. That's what a mama will do, baby. A mama will stand just where Moses stood and stretch out his arm and say, God, part the water for my baby. They need another chance and another chance and another chance. That's what a mother would do. That's what a mother would do. That's what a mother would do. And I stand here today. I thank God I had an opportunity to be a mammy. But my mother spoke in my life and she made me a mother. And as God is my witness, I don't take his grace for cheapness. But I believe the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my might. I believe when God says you're the head and not the tail. I believe that today. When he said I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I believe that today. When he said that he would do anything for me. I believe that today. When he said earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. I believe that today. When he said ask and I'll give it. Seek and you shall find. And I'll open the door for you. I believe that today. And as a mother, you have to believe that for yourself and for your children. If you know you're a good mother, stand to your feet. I want you to take your time in your leisure and you go back and read the story of Hosea and Gomer. And you ask yourself, have you been a good mother or have you been a mammy? Have you taken time out to pray for your children? Have you taken time out to speak the word of God in their lives? Do you pray for them all day and all night? Will you walk across hell with gasoline drawers on just so they can be well? Who would do that for your child? Who would do that for your baby? And you think that's something? That's nothing. We have a God who came through 42 generations while we were yet filthy in our sins. And they asked him, Lord, how much do you love your children? He said, I love them this much. Hit me 39 times until I bleed for every sin that they will ever commit. Then they asked him, Lord, how much do you love your children? He said, I love them this much. Tie me to the cross so I can stand there until I see every last one of them covered with my blood. Then they said, Jesus, how much do you love your children? He said, I love them this much. Stand me up between heaven and earth that all may see how much I love them. And then they said, Jesus, how much do you love? And he looked down and he saw us in the land of whoredom doing all that we wanted to do. And he could have come down, but instead of coming down, he looked up and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Don't charge it to them, God, but charge it to me. These are my children. I love my children. I would die for my children. And then when they took him off that cross, and they laid him in that tomb, the word said that we walked around with our head hung down, thinking that it was all lost. But then the light from heaven said, Jesus, how much do you love your children? And he said, Father, if you raise me up with all power in my hand, I'll get up and save your children. When he got up, you got up. When he got up, you got up. When he got up, we all got up. And we got up for a better life. We got up for a better opportunity. And we got up so that no longer will we have to blame it on the alcohol. But we can say, thank be to God, I am free. Thank be to God, I'm born again. Thank be to God, I have a right to the tree of life. Thank be to God. Thanks be to God. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Will there be one today? Will there be one today? Will there be one today? He said when he gave you his son, he gave us his best. Now all we have to do is accept what the Lord has given. And I don't know about you, but it's all because of who he is. Somebody help me sing. That God has given you, surely you can give him your life today. With all the doors that God has opened for you, surely you can give him a chance today. After you tried the rest, it's time for you to give your life to the best. And the best is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Will there be one today? Will there be one today?
for all of you who are here on today. Truly. And please understand, you know, when you're called of God, you have to say what he gives you. For those of you who are visitors, you must know, and my church can tell you, I don't say anything to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's my job to tell the truth. It's my job. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask that we prepare to give. And again, we're asking that those of you who did not come to the fashion show on yesterday, please stop by and see Sister Cassandra Clark. Come down, kids. And just give an offering.